It's hard to say exactly when we first suspected something was wrong. Babies do get fevers, and babies can seem irritable or lethargic after an immunization, it's true. But as Dove lay in his crib looking quiet and gray for the next 3 days, I could hardly get him to nurse at all.
"Just a common reaction to the vaccination," Dr. Fleiss said over the phone reassuringly.
But Dove was never the same. He stopped gaining weight, and every time he nursed, he would writhe and cry, flailing his skinny little arms as if nursing hurt his stomach. And I often spent my afternoon sitting in the doctor's office. I knew something was wrong with Dove, and so did Dr. Fleiss. But no one knew what it was or what to do. By 4 months old, although Dove was still breastfeeding, I could hardly get him to nurse for more than a few minutes at a time. I tried to get him to take a bottle, but he refused. He was barely gaining weight, and his stomach problems seemed to be growing worse by the day. Then one day, to my surprise, he suddenly chugged down a whole bottle of soy formula. The next thing I knew, his face turned gray. He projectile vomited and lost consciousness. It was the weekend, and luckily John was at home when it happened. I couldn't tell if Dove was breathing as I held his limp little body in my arms on the way to the hospital. I'd never been inside Children's Hospital of Los Angeles before. I had no idea what a familiar place it was going to become.
"What did you give him?" a resident bellowed at us as we carried him into the emergency room. Dove's white blood cell count was sky high. He'd had a near-fatal reaction to something, but what? They hooked his tiny body up to 100 tubes and cords and a big light shone down on him. But no one knew what was wrong. No one could figure out what had happened to him. And no one ever did.
After a while, he regained consciousness and they moved him to a room. We stayed at the hospital for the next 3 days. The thought that these events could have anything to do with a developmental disorder never crossed our minds. John was worried about Dove's development long before I was, and I was angry at him for imagining such terrible things, much less saying them out loud. Why was he being so negative? John was a first-time dad. He needed to relax. Hadn't we heard 100 times over that every child is different? We needed to give Dove a chance to be who he was and not compare him to other kids. We needed to stop worrying so much. Still, at night, after John was asleep, because I didn't want him to know, I pored through the baby books looking for things I saw Dove doing or not doing that were beginning to worry me. But I couldn't find any descriptions that matched Dove's behavior. Maybe that meant they were insignificant, silly, hysterical parent worries, not even worthy of mention in the Dr. Spock and Brazelton Bibles of baby and toddler development. Or maybe it meant they were not so common, serious, devastating things that were too terrible to be listed. No, I told myself, snapping the last book shut. I wasn't going down that path. For the first time in months, I was actually looking forward to seeing Dr. Fleiss. It was Dove's 12-month checkup, and by now most of his early health problems had cleared up and he seemed stable. I felt optimistic as I entered the craftsman-style bungalow, with its rainbow-painted windows and waiting room filled with mothers on corduroy couches breastfeeding their babies. Dr. Fleiss's practice was a friendly, 60s-style place. Just being there made you feel like, if you ate your veggies and breastfed, everything would be all right. I set Dove down in the small examination room and watched as he careened around, chattering away in high-pitched sounds to no one in particular. He was wearing blue checked shorts that day, and his blonde hair was cut in a bowl shape that swung to and fro as he inspected every object in that tiny room. As I sat there waiting, I tried to make a mental checklist of the things that I was worried about and the things John wanted me to ask Dr. Fleiss. Dove had started shaking his head back and forth a lot lately, and we noticed his cheeks turning red. He was opening and closing the kitchen cabinets over and over. It was harder to get his attention. He seemed to have odd reactions to sounds. I kept replaying the list in my mind to keep it from going blank with nervousness. At last, Dr. Fleiss came in to see us. I'd been coming to him since Billy was a kid. His shaggy hair and wire-rimmed glasses had probably not changed since college. We talked for a few minutes as he observed Dove and jotted down some notes. "John is worried about Dove," I started out. "I was hoping you could reassure him that everything's okay."
Fleiss just kept writing, looking up over his glasses at Dove and writing some more. I didn't like how much he was writing, and I didn't like how long he was taking to answer me.